Good job.
That was really a strong clap. I'm getting better at it all the time.
We're at a funeral again. We're both in black again.
I don't even notice.
The producers always sniff it out.
Jen Morton's coming to the funeral.
Yes, you're in black too. One of the producers has joined in. It is the funeral of I've Had It podcast. I want to air a grievance that I have with you personally.
Oh, great.
Okay. I've had it with you in the sense that when we're talking on the phone,
yeah,
and we hang up, you always put the burden of the hang up on me. You never hang up the phone, ever.
Maybe I'm just waiting for something brilliant you're about to say.
Typically, I call you on my way to pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And so right when I pull up in the parking lot, put my car in park, I say, okay, I got to go. I got to go in for pickleball. And then I'm putting the car in park. I'm looking for my pickleball bag. And then all of a sudden I look down, like 10 seconds have passed and the call's still live. And I've noticed it more and more and more that you unfairly place the hang-up burden on me. Basically, I'm carrying 100% of the load
on the hang-up,
terminating the call. And I've noticed it, and I put it on my little list of things to bring up with you that I'm carrying the load of this. And I want you to know, number one, I've had it.
Okay.
Number two, you're welcome.
Okay, I just want to say in response, I don't give a fuck. But thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What have you had it with this week?
Okay, I've had it with what I see as a new trend of everyone wanting to be tipped all the time.
It's true.
It used to be car hops and servers. That's it. Now you go order your food. You pay for your food while standing at the register.
Yep.
And then you're going to go pick up your food by the time they have it made for you. And it says, do you want a tip? So you're looking straight up at the person that you're tipping. So if you hit no tip, you're just a total fucking twat.
That's right.
But it just seems ridiculous. If I'm ordering it, if I'm standing up to pay for it, and I have to pick it up, the tip question should never be asked.
I went to a bakery to get some cookies the other day. And, you know, they have the little glass display, and I see the cookies with the icing and the sprinkles. And I'm like, I'll take six of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's her job to put the six cookies in a box, ring me up. She spins the little checkout thing around, and there's a tip on it.
It's outrageous.
At the Botox clinic, there's a tip place. At everywhere you go, it's all built in, this tip. And then you feel like this asshole, because I'm a huge believer in tipping.
We were both servers,
yes.
So we are huge tippers.
Yes.
Great tip. Even if the service is shitty.
I'm going to tip big.
Right.
I'm going to tip big.
Yes.
Despite bad service, that's what I'm going to do. But there's some skirting of the system. And let me tell you what I think is going on. I don't think the minimum wage is high enough.
Agree.
Okay. So you've got people living below the poverty line. And then these corporations that make all these billions of dollars that also skirt taxes because of all the laws that favor corporations and not individuals, are putting the burden back on us, where if they would just pay a livable wage, we wouldn't have to tip out the wazoo all the time.
Agree with all that. It sounds too complicated for me to really care about too much. But I do think the bottom line is, if you're not providing a service, you don't get tipped.
So would you say you're a high information voter or low information voter?
High information voter, but like, I'm not going to break it down into like comparing it to tipping. Agreed. And
you're poo-pooing.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just like.
You're poo-pooing.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit right there. I'm not poo-pooing anyone except like the boss. Let's say, for example, our favorite restaurant we go to every day, pretty much.
Yes, yes, yes.
You stand there, you order,
yes.
They give you your food. On occasion, they'll bring it to you. You have to get your own drink.
Yes.
All that.
Agreed.
So that corporation should pay them more.
Agreed.
And not ask for tip.
Tipping everywhere.
It's out of control.
I went to a concession stand at a basketball game. It was a tip jar. I worked at a concession stand.
Nobody tipped you.
At Brink Junior High School in Moore, Oklahoma. And I worked at the little student store. It was a little concession stand. I never got a fucking tip.
Back in the day, it would have been unheard of to tip to even ask or expect a tip.
Yeah.
At that. This, I feel like this is a last 5 or 10 years deal.
I mean,
you
like
tip your nail
five.
Lady. You
I don't
tip
have
your
a
hair.
Problem. I'm
no, I'm fine
that.
With all those. I'm just like, if the only service you're doing is entering what I'm getting ready to buy in the computer that's pre-programmed, all you have to do is find spinach salad. I don't think that's a typical action.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to restaurants mm-hmm. and you're dining out and there's a booth, a four-top booth.
Right.
And you see a couple, a couple meaning two.
Right.
Sitting at a four-top booth on the same side. How do you feel about that?
I'm immediately fucking hate their guts, think that they're ridiculous.
Same.
There's no reason for a couple to sit on the same side of the booth.
And let's
ever.
Break it down. Let me ask you a percentage. You guys go out to eat, and out of 100% of the time that you're seated at a four-top booth, what is the percentage that y'all would sit on the same side of the booth?
Is it just the
just
two,
us?
Just the two of you. Two people at a four-top. What's the percentage that y'all are going to sit?
50? Maybe more?
I mean, 100% for the picture to send you guys.
But we like to sit next to each other. It's fun.
I always think in my mind, you're just sitting on the same side to torture us, but then you go back to being a normal people. Normal people.
Yes. No, we stay. We stay.
All right. There are times.
You can hold hands while you eat. You guys should try it sometime. You'd love it.
No.
Oh,
you hold hands when you eat?
No,
please tell me.
Jen
no.
would love to, though.
I probably would.
Nellie's just going right at her.
So, in the vein of all of this, you know, just gratuitous tipping nonstop, we are going to have a guest on today, Mara Davis, and she has a podcast called Vote Her out of Atlanta. And she has a lot of very strong opinions, one in particular about the meal that people eat on Sundays. She weighs in on the news like weekly entertainment. She's a mover and shaker in Hotlanta, Georgia. Welcome to I've Had It podcast.
Hi, Mara. Thank you so much.
So, Mara, you know what Pumps and I were just talking about, and I know a little bird has told me that you've got to be up your bonnet on this. And it is the restaurant culture of you got to tip everybody going out to lunch on Sundays, which I hear really gets up your craw. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, Jennifer and Pumps, I've had it with brunch. Bottomless mimosa is like, who made that up? It's so gross. I just think of someone without pants on and like crotch sweat.
How do you feel about couples that sit on the same side of the booth? So you've got two people sitting on the same side of a four top. Are you for or against?
Oh, no. No, I don't do it.
Pumps and I feel homicidal rage when
right.
we see it.
Neither one of us are romantic at all.
No, not at all.
Like if I went on a first date with someone and he wanted to sit on the same side of the booth, I would immediately say, peace out.
If Josh and I went to dinner and he moved over and sat on the same side, I'd go, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to talk about. And I think you're going to have some good feedback on this. There's been a lot of shit in the news about famous Hollywood types that are shitty to waiters, which I think is the worst. So tell us what you know about James Corden. And we've also heard that Ellen DeGeneres is a terrible tipper. Rachel Ray, Johnny Depp and George Clooney are rumored to be some of the nicest. And also, of course, Harry Styles and the most darling man on the planet, Barack Obama, is rumored to be the nicest customer and the best tipper. But that's no surprise to anyone. But let's talk about the misbehaving, bad James Corden.
So he got a lot of shit because he was eating at Baltazar in New York City. And you ladies have probably been to Baltazar, right? It's like, yes. it's downtown and it's super chic. The tables are very close together. I've been there many times and the service is always excellent, but he was very particular about his omelet and kept sending it back and kind of terrorized the staff. And then the owner of the restaurant went public with it and put it on Instagram. And basically said, you've terrorized my staff, don't come back. And I thought this was really great. He has a reputation. He definitely does. And it's always the people who are like the nice known as the nice people. And so he had a reputation. Now he apologized. They let him back in. But I think that's going to haunt him forever. It's kind of great.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two questions on that. I love the fact that the owner came out and shamed him publicly.
I do too.
Love yes. that.
I do too.
But how do you send back an omelet multiple times? I mean, even I can make an omelet. It's not that hard.
There's a lot of do you know who I am situation.
Let me tell you what a particular psycho I'm married to in restaurants. So, you know, y'all know Josh. And we go to a Mexican restaurant and, you know, the Tex-Mex style where they immediately bring you chips and salsa. Right? It's yes. an immediate put down. Josh was like, can I get some salsa with no onions?
What?
Yes. This is like where I just completely glaze over immediately. And I just look at the waitress and I'm like, don't do that.
It's not even possible.
It's not possible. But wherever, whenever we go anywhere and we place an order, I literally have to inhale, count to three, exhale, count to four. It is like literally like, I'm in labor because he is such a fucking psycho special order, custom order. It's so bad that like we'll be in line to order something. He's like, okay, I want the number four, but remove the avocado, remove the onions, remove this, remove that. And the guy's like, okay, so you want a number two? Like he can play, like, you know. Mara, let me ask you this. Good. What do you think about the term Sunday fun day?
Oh my God, it's the worst ever. Like, fuck Sunday Funday forever. Like, I hate it. I hate the hashtag. I hate what it means. First of all, what is it? That is the most basic bitch term. That and foodie. I don't like foodie either.
I'm not a foodie at all. Food for me is something that I have to do twice a day to be able to function. I'm like, not this. You're never going to see me take a photograph of food, post pictures of food on my Instagram. Josh and I both like to go to dinner early. We like to eat with the Blue Hairs around 5:30, and we dine
and dash
immediately. We are so, we want to get in and get out. My oldest son, Dylan, when he went off to college, he went to dinner with friends. And like right after the food, he was ready to go.
Right, he's like getting his stuff.
So when he came home, he said, you know, I realized going to dinner with other people, like they sit and stay at the table
sit and talk
and have a conversation.
Jennifer, you have got to get pumped some snacks in your office.
Thank that you, is... Mara. Thank you. Is it unbelievable?
Like, I mean, I that is like amazing to me that you don't have like a cracker, a peanut, no. A fruit bowl.
No, I don't.
A nosh.
She doesn't snack. She has a strict no snacking
policy.
I'm
not a snacker. I don't snack and I don't want it around because I would eat it. So if I'm going to suffer, every motherfucker that enters Jennifer Welch Designs is going to suffer.
Just as much.
Gluten-free bread. Stop. Unless you're in celiac disease. So like if you have that, that's different. But like for the 9 times out of 10, you don't have it.
They're lying
so
liars.
Eat the regular bread. Bad tippers.
The
I've
worst.
Had it.
Worst.
Protesters at drag brunches had it. People want to dress in drag and go to brunch, let them do it. Don't even get me started.
Why do you care?
Let's
pause there for a second because this is something that really fucking pisses me off because you all of a sudden, Fox or somebody, you know, one of these nut job news organizations does something about drag queens. And now everybody's going bananas that drag queens are this huge threat to society. And I don't know everything, but I'll tell you what I do know. I do know that the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, need I go on, are far more dangerous places for children than a fucking drag show. Like this is in the record, the criminal record. That these are not safe places for children. It is infuriating because I love drag queens.
I love drag queens.
I think
I love drag queens. Love I love it too. Queens. And so if you don't want your kids to be around drag queens, don't
take them to a drag show.
It's well within your control whether your child goes to a drag show or not.
Yes.
Here's another one. Okay. Smoothies had it.
I like a smoothie.
I like smoothies.
I like a smoothie.
See, I'm kind of. I could never have a smoothie as my meal supplement.
I could.
But like, you also have an office with no snacks. So it does not surprise me that that is your jam.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, exactly.
One Mara, zero J. Welch. Let that me, was fantastic.
Let, right me just, let me just tell you this. Because of all the shit I'm getting about the snacks, I will never
have a snack.
Ever purchase snacks for this office. And if I happen to have a soft feeling towards my employees that are here full time, and then Pumps is supposed to come here to do a podcast, I will secretly remove and hide the snacks. Because she will never walk into this office.
And get snacks.
Just on principle. Because right. You've just been, I mean, this is like, you're calling me out on this nonstop. I thought that a lot of people would support it, but apparently I'm just alone on asshole island.
Mother's Day brunch. And here's why.
Yeah.
Okay. I've given birth.
Yep.
My whole innards have come out to deliver a child. And now my reward is scrambled eggs. Like what?
And that doesn't even go into the fact that you've got to dress the kid. You've got to dress yourself. You've got to go make them act appropriately during the lunch. They can't scream. They can't yell. Everybody wants to talk about, oh, we're so happy you're the mother. Yak, yak. I'm like, do me a favor for Mother's Day. Take these little fuckers somewhere where I'm not.
Yeah.
For the whole day. And if you really want to celebrate for an overnight,
this is the best Mother's Day gift that you can give a mother. Leave her the fuck alone.
Right.
Let her be by herself. And leave her the fuck alone. Let her watch Netflix.
Yep.
Let her do whatever the fuck she wants to. Get the children, remove them from the house, yes, and go entertain them. Mother's Day, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
That's the best gift you could give a mother.
100%.
So listen up to all of these men.
Like, why? Like, you'll see it every single year when all the like marketing arrives for Mother's Day, it's all let's take mom to brunch. And it's just like, why? Like, what is this? Like, who decided that this is what moms want? So
this is something what we touch on almost with every episode where you said, who decided this about brunch? Something we're talking about all the time is there is very little oversight on all of this shit that goes down. Somebody somewhere decided brunch was going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. Bottomless mimosas were going to be a thing. They were going to start trotting them out, cramming them down everybody's throat. Mother's Day brunch was going to be a thing. If you don't take your mom to brunch, you're a fucking asshole. Where's the oversight? Where did we get to vote? All this shit is happening around us all the time. And there's zero oversight on any of it.
Right. It's just nobody ever
craziness on Sunday fun day. Everybody's running around on Sunday fun day. I want to pull everybody in this room. Mara's had it with Sunday fun day. Pumps, you use the word Sunday fun day?
No, not necessarily like
have
it.
Have you had it with the phrase Sunday fun day?
Probably had it.
Okay. Jen and Neely, how do y'all feel about the phrase Sunday fun day?
I love Sunday fun day.
You do?
We love brunch. We love bottomless mimosas. We love drag brunch.
The only brunch that I can really get behind is the drag brunch.
The drag brunch.
So you all like to do everything that everyone else. So obviously we're the majority, 3-1, 3-2.
Yeah. You're the minority.
I'd say, minority. I mean, I don't use the term Sunday fun day, but I enjoy a fun Sunday.
And a fun Sunday is having a long brunch. Like, we'll do like dinners with friends for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's my worst
nightmare. That's my worst nightmare.
Mara, would you go to dinner with friends for 3 to 4 hours?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, Mara.
I think that's more civilized.
I think it's more normal.
If somebody invites me to dinner and the start time is around 7:30 p.m., I'm an immediate no.
No.
Last time our producers were in town, our friend Bogey that owns all of these restaurants in Oklahoma City, he was like, hey, I hear there's this new Mexican restaurant opened by you all. Let's go there. So we go at like, he said, you have to get there early. You have to get there at like 5:30 to get a table. And I'm like, I'm down with the blue hair dinner. That's perfect. So we go, it's full. There's an hour long wait. And if you look two doors down, there's a place and it says pizza bar. So I immediately adjust.
Right.
And I say, okay, this place is an hour wait. I'm not fucking doing that. This place is open and has tables. Let's go eat there. Josh Welch was immediately in agreement with me. Immediately. We go down. We sit down. We have menus. Well, Jen and Neely and Brian Bogert and Tanner are like, no, we want to go to the Mexican restaurant. Josh Welch says, here's the deal. Y'all can go do that. You can change it from a 6-top to a 4-top, but we're not waiting. This place is open. We're eating here. So we eat there. They go down there. They wait. They get their table. And the next day I was like, Brian, was it good? Did you like it? And he said, yeah, I think they said like, if you have to get a table, you need to get there by 4. And I said, perfect.
That's when we'll go.
Fucking perfect. 4 p.m. dinner. One thing I love like about this daylight savings thing, I don't feel like such a fucking loser putting my pajamas on at 5:30 p.m.
Right, it's dark.
It is not fun. It be starting to get dark at 4:30. I mean, it's just stupid.
I'll tell you who suffers the most on daylight savings time are mothers of young children.
I totally agree.
I remember those. Remember when our kids were little and we would, oh, it was horrible.
As we established in episode 1, our toddlers were total fucking assholes. So it was a
Well, and also you established that like, I love that because you also established as mothers, like we did, listening to that, we didn't feel alone counting down the minutes to your toddler going to bed.
And it's like, it's starting at 5 o'clock. I remember the clock started going backwards. You know, it's like taking so much longer because I was like, okay, I've got 3 hours. I can do it. Three more hours.
I've also had it with babies in restaurants.
100%.
If you're not prepared and you let that kid run wild, well, you can fuck off. Then get that kid out of the restaurant.
Here, a baby on a plane, you have no choice. That baby is on that plane. There's nothing you can do. It's awful. A restaurant, I have a really huge fucking problem with because I can't tell you how many times we'd load up, go to dinner. One of our kids would start screaming. Josh would immediately pick the child up, leave the restaurant. He'd say, get out, would convert to boxes. And then we ate the meal at home because we had an awareness about how annoying it was to the other people that were out.
Here are my two biggest pet peeves about the baby. Obviously, you're in Georgia, so football is a big deal for you. We're in Oklahoma. Football is a big deal for us. Going to the first game of the season that is 110 degrees in the shade, and people have these teeny tiny babies, like less than 3 months. And I'm like, you think that baby wanted to get up and come to 110 degree heat with people screaming? And then they've got the big headphones on the baby. And it's like, you're making that baby miserable. Sit your ass at home or get a babysitter. It ain't hard. Like, there's
I'm in
no
such agreement with you, Pumps.
I feel sorry.
People have gotten really weird with that. I think like when we were babies, like parents just didn't give a shit. They smoked cigarettes around you. They didn't like put seatbelts on you. It was just like they just threw you down in the basement. And now people are like so hypersensitive that they want to bring their babies everywhere. And it's just, I agree. I've seen these kids at sporting events and concerts. Oh, you know what's even grosser? A baby at a music festival.
Agree. That's horrible. Okay, my other thing that I'm hugely have a problem with people and their kids, like I'm very sensitive because I've had 3 kids. They act shitty in a Target. You know, if you see a mom and she's got a baby screaming, crying, whatever. But it's when they have both parents at like the store shopping and the 2 kids are out of control. I'm like, there's 2 adults. Somebody should have stayed home with the kid.
Yeah.
Like the family grocery shop to me with toddlers is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
We never took our kids to the grocery store.
That's a complete lie. That's a total fucking lie.
We would take the whole crew.
Yeah. We would load up and we would take those kids to the toddler gymnastics.
Right.
And your Petri dish, the white Suburban.
Right.
And then we went to the Mazzio's Pizza Buffet because it was immediate gratification.
Right.
And then we'd go to Target.
We would.
With the fucking kids.
I've done that before in a Target where my son was little and screaming and I pretended I didn't know him. I was like, who is that? Baby. I don't know.
Who is that? Somebody left their kid.
Well, I want all of our listeners to know that there is a war on brunch that is being waged and headquartered in Hotlanta, Georgia by Mara. You can listen to her podcast, Vote Her, and find her on social media. What are your socials, Mara?
So I'm at Mara Davis on Twitter, if Twitter still exists by the time this comes out. And then on Instagram, I'm Mara Davis 2000. Well, ladies, when you come to Atlanta, we will not go for brunch. I will get a reservation for dinner at 5:30. And we will be done by 7 o'clock.
Five's a little better. Five's a little bit more optimal.
Okay. Mara, it was great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bring a joy, lots of joy to a lot of cranky bitches.
Thanks, Mara.
Thanks, Mara. Bye.
Bye. I love
cranky
it.
Cranky bitches. That's what we should have named this podcast.
If you've listened and endured all of these podcasts that we've done, and we're wearing black today for the funeral of our podcast, but if you don't want it to be dead, subscribe.
Subscribe, review,
like, follow. Mm-hmm. I don't know, do all the shit you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Yeah, do they all know. The shit. And what do we say now?
See you next Tuesday.
Nailed it. You're just getting so good at
getting
this.
Getting really good at this.
I hope it's not the funeral.
I hope it's not the last one ever. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I've had it with.
Let's hear it.
I've had it with that.
I've had it.
Had it.
Had it.
Had it.
Had it.